Let us compose our mind, develop the sadha virya, then mindfully we shall commence the puja chanting. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Namo Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Namo Guanxing Bhusa Namo Guanxing Bhusa Namo Guanxing Bhusa Namo Yao Si Fo Namo Yao Si Fo Namo Yao Si Fo Namo Wen Su Bhusa Namo Wen Su Bhusa Namo Wen Su Bhusa Namo Fo Bhusa Namo Fo Bhusa Namo Fo Bhusa Arahang Sammang Sambuddho Bhagavan Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami Supatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Sanghang Namami Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato To Samma Sambuddhassa Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami Tatiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami Tatiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami Panatipata Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Adinadana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Kamesu Micchacara Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Usavada Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Sura meraya maja pamadatana Veramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Okay, you can be seated. Then to page 3 of the chanting book. We will chant from the Padipa Puja onwards. Ganna sarappa ditena Dipena tamadang sena Diloka dipang sambutang Pujayami tamonodang Ganda sambarayutena Dupena hang sukang hina Pujaye pujaniyang tang Puja bhajana muttamang Vanna ganda kuno petang Etang kusuma santatin Pujayami monindasa Siri pada sarorohe Pujemi betang kusumena nena Punena mate होतु मुखं पूपं मिलायति यथा इदं मे कायो तत्तायति विनाशभावम् आदिवासेतुनो बन्ते पानीयं परिकापितं अनुकम्पां उपादाय पातिगान्हातुमुत्तमम् आदिवासेतुनो बन्ते पाले परिकापितं अनुकम्पां उपादाय पातिगं हतुमुत्तमं आदिवासेतुनो बन्ते भोजनं परिकापितं अनुकम्पां उपादाय पातिगं हतुमुत्तमं. Now let us chant our puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will be diligently strive on with heedfulness to obtain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana. Then making a overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of Saddha, Virya, Siddhi, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers. Sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition ability to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Pajam. Bhutam Pajami. Dhammam Pajami. Sanghang Pujami. Okay, y'all can be seated. So as usual, we'll off the light so that y'all can have your usual half an hour awareness based meditation. Remember to make use of the four support to help you develop the inner awareness. The first three are very important. First support is relaxation. Relax into every mind state that arises. Relax completely, body and mind. Then don't try to know, don't try to do anything. And the second support is just relax and maintain awareness. After you relax, you just maintain awareness. Let things be. Maintain awareness. Means whatever arises at your sixth center, just away, finish. And the third support is to continue with this training until it stabilizes. So stabilizing the pure awareness within is the third support. Then when you are familiar with it, very good at it, and you can be aware most of the time within your own awareness nature, then you can proceed to do your fourth support, which is trust. Trust here means trust your nature to do the meditation, the meditative movement within. No more using your thought process. No more verbalization. No more labeling, chattering, or try to know, try to do. No more. All these are activity of thought. So trust means completely relax, maintain awareness and silence within to allow your nature to move on its own. You only need to move your attention to the heart area and stay there. Then let the nature detect the gateway or whatever vibration or any pulsation within your heart area. So it can be a vibration or a pulsation or the heartbeat. Wherever you locate them, stay with them, silent everything. Okay, I will set the alarm for 30 minutes. Then you can go ahead with your pure awareness-based meditation. Yeah, you can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Then try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, inner awareness that you have developed as long as you can. Now we turn to page 6 of the chanting book. We will do the invocation to the devas. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in the entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta Chakravalesu Atraha Gacchantu Devata Saddhammam Munirajasa Sunantu Sakamokkadam Dhamma Sunankalo Ayam Badanta Dhamma Sunankalo Ayam Badanta Dhamma Sunankalo Ayam Badanta Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Iti Peso Bhagava Arahato Sammasambuddho Vijayacharana sampanno sugato lokavido anuttaro purisadam basarati satta deva manusana buddho gavati Swakato bhagavata dhammo sandhindiko kaliko hipaseko upanayiko pachatang vinatmo vinohiti Supatipanno bhagavato sangho Ujjupatipanno bhagavato sangho Yayapatipanno bhagavato sangho Samicipatipanno bhagavato saokkhasangho Yadidam chatari purisayuggani Atta purisa pugala Esa bhagavato saokkhasangho Ahuneyo, bahuneyo, dakkheneyo, anjali karaneyo, anuttaram punyam khetam lokasati, sadhu. Okay, you can be seated. We are now continue from the group that we stopped us the previous Thursday. We are at Unique Dhamma Code number 133, is on page 37. So this Unique Dhamma Code is related to our earlier session sharing. What is a phenomenon? Unique Dhamma Code 130. And the three basic type of phenomena, which is physical, mental, and nature's phenomena. Then when you are mindful and when you are able to insight into phenomena, then you will come to realize Unique Dhamma Code 132. Which states there is no permanent unchanging entity behind every phenomenon. That is the reason why everything that you come to observe within our existential world is just a phenomenal world of consciousness created by mind, mainly our mundane mind with our physical senses. Hence, they are not so real and not what one thinks. Then we continue today. Unique Dhamma Code 133. This one you can only understand once you have progressed along the path of Dhamma. Then your mindfulness and your initial wisdom has developed until it's quite stable. Then I will read this Unique Dhamma Code 133 so that you can develop the understanding. When thoughts slow down, there is less thinking. The mind is less clouded by perception, feelings, emotions, and attachment due to less avijja, ignorance. And mindfulness will be more stable, leading to clarity of mind. Then the direct seeing of the reality or the phenomenal world or the phenomenal world physical, mental, and nature's phenomena will become very clear. So this one, you can only understand when your avijja has like been reduced, or you have developed some stability or yoniso manasikara, or wisdom, initial wisdom, and the moment of sense experience. Means after you have gone through the first turning, and especially the second turning wisdom, after you have contemplated, reflect, and inquire into the Dhamma that the Buddha has taught us. All these are the essential Dhamma that can give rise to important Dhamma understanding that liberates our mind from becoming deluded or like deceived by the phenomenal world of consciousness. That's why awareness-based meditation is very important. So as taught by the Buddha under the Patijasamuppada, the dwelling, the Buddha mentioned very clearly under the first two legs, avijja paccaya sankhara. So this one, I'll write it on the board so that you all can develop the understanding. So avijja here means ignorance. Dependent on ignorance, sankhara activity arises. Avijja paccaya sankhara. Sankhara is all your mental activity, mental movement, mental states, everything that your mind can do, including your mental intention. So without avijja, which is ignorance, there is no sankhara, technically. If you are mindful, you can see this very clearly. Living beings think a lot is because they do not have right view, right understanding, or wisdom. So, dependent on ignorance means not understanding what is going on. Wanting to know, wanting to understand, they create thought activity. Through thinking, they believe they can understand. That's why this movement, avijja paccaya sankhara, is very, very strong and very prominent in the Puttacharana's brain activity, or the unenlightened being's brain activity. Yeah. That's why I say living beings, before they develop the Dhamma understanding, they think a lot. And that thinking is a delusion, because they believe by thinking they can develop the understanding. It's not like normal study or doing maths, arithmetic, or science activity where you need to use the thought process to develop the understanding. So that one you need to use your thought. But when it comes to wisdom, you don't use your thought. You need to silence your mind to see things as they are, to insight into phenomena and to awaken, and to silently observe to understand what is going on within us, within our form and mind, the five aggregates. So under that code which I wrote, unique Dhamma code 123, I mentioned very clearly, when thoughts slow down, there is less thinking. So now you understand. Thoughts slow down when there is less thinking means you have more wisdom ready. Without wisdom, your thought cannot slow down. You will think a lot. The fear, the worry, the anxiety, the sorrow, the lamentation, the lack of peace. That's why the mental hindrance. So that mental hindrance or sensual desire, you will soft and torpor, restlessness of mind and doubt, they keep on arising because you lack the five spiritual faculties. So when you lack the five spiritual faculties, means you lack wisdom, you lack understanding, you don't have right view. So avijja is very strong. Due to avijja, the five mental hindrance make you restless, think a lot, worry a lot. That's why you constantly react to sense experience. Sensual desire, you will continuously haunt you. Your like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant sense experience, and your reaction to sense experience. All of your emotional negativity, your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your pleasant and unpleasant reaction to what you perceive through your senses. All this create thought activity. The moment you perceive, your memory is full of views, opinion, conditioning, belief system. Then through all this belief system, views, opinion, conditioning, phobia, everything, insecurity, they call it the memory. You will react and stir your mind because that one is not wisdom. That one is knowledge, accumulated knowledge with its views, opinion, belief system, conditioning that created all this. So when you continuously react to what you perceive through your senses, you create a lot of thinking, thought activity, and you manifest them to your reaction to sense experience. So all your like and dislike, they are your emotion, pleasant, unpleasant, your duality of mind. And your fear, your phobia, your insecurity, your scars of memory, all this actually continuously haunt living being. That's why sometimes for no reason, you develop habitual tendency to think. Because if you create mental hindrance so often, especially sensual desire and ill will, you will continuously stir your mind. So every moment of sense experience, you react, you stir your mind, you create sensual desire, you will. And these are what we call mental hindrance. It will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. Then how can you settle down? How can you not think? That's the reason why the habitual thinking develops. So this habitual thinking, or we call it habitual tendency, is the result of your constant reaction to sense experience. When you constantly develop the sensual desire, you will, or what we call the emotion behind everything that you come to perceive, you create habits, and this habit will continuously haunt you and condition you into the state of heedlessness, or what we call lack of peace. That's why, because of that, your thought cannot slow down. Unless you develop mindfulness or awareness within, to awareness-based meditation, to observe the insight into phenomena, to develop a clear understanding, to contemplate, to reflect, to inquire, and to stabilize your understanding through understanding the essential Dhamma as taught by the Buddha. Then wisdom will arise. And when wisdom arises, we call it Yoniso Manasikara. Yoniso means wisdom. At the moment of sense experience, Manasikara is at the moment of attention, where you make contact with your sense basis, like seeing consciousness at the moment of seeing. If you are not deluded, then this Yoniso Manasikara, which is Dhamma wisdom at the moment of sense experience, they will arise to prompt you. Spontaneously, it will arise. Then it will tell you, thing is just the way it is. Jnana Dasana. Then Sankara Anicham, Sankara Dukkham, Dhamma Anatta. So all this wisdom or stability or understanding, they will shine from you. And like those that I have taught you, thing is just the way it is. Condition like that, things will like that. People are just the way they are. Deluded people do deluded things. Selfish people do selfish things. Ignorant people do ignorant things. So when you see them for what they are, you can be at peace. You need not stir your mind anymore. So this is what Yoniso Manasikara is all about. So when you are able to be within the moment and to be at peace with whatever arises, whatever phenomena that you come to perceive and arise, then you don't have to think. You just aware, finish. Perceive, aware, finish. Whatever arises within your consciousness, the six types of consciousness, seeing consciousness, same. Aware, perceive, finish. But when you are aware, after you perceive, and you stir your mind, then there is thought activity. Means because of avijja, you create sankara activity. There's an avijja, paccha sankara. Then sankara trigger off contact with the brain, that trigger off the consciousness. And consciousness can arise within any of the six sense bases. Like the physics experiment, you can be conscious of seeing, then you react. Conscious of hearing, then you react. Conscious of smell, taste, tactile or thought process, or recall to memory or phobia, whatever, then you react. That's like true silent inner awareness, the pure awareness. You can observe and understand what is going on. Then you see clearly how you function as a human being, how you stir your mind due to wrong view, due to your delusion, due to your wrong views, opinion, concepts and belief system. So all this comes from memory, knowledge. The Sakkayatiti, self-delusion, that grabs onto the five aggregate of form and mind, thinking that you are real, you exist as an entity, and the physical form is you, and all the aggregates of mind, the feelings are real, it's what you feel. The perception is like there is somebody to perceive, the ego, the atta, manifest. Then after you perceive, you create mental activity, thinking, emotion. Then you think fear is you, anger is you, sorrow is you, or that joy, or the manifestation of like amusement or laughter, all those things they thought you cling on to them and you thought these are real, these are your emotions within you. At every moment of consciousness, you believe, you see, you hear, you smell, you taste, you tactile feel and think. So you think you are conscious. And consciousness is what you are. That's why you have this strong sakayadity that condition you to believe, I see, therefore I am. I hear, therefore I am. And all this continue to manifest within your daily life. You are not mindful, not aware, and you cannot understand this movement, the paticca samuppada. You cannot understand who are you, what are you, and how you function as a human being. How do you do sakayadity, ignorant? You react to sense experience and stir your mind and become entangled with the phenomenal world of consciousness. That's why when all these things take place, what I describe under this unique Dhamma code, you cannot see. But when you develop the understanding, the yoniso manasakara or wisdom at the moment of sensation, then you realize your mind, the first two links of the paticca samuppada, no longer move. There is less avijja. So most of the time, you have understanding, vijja. You can accept the world for what it is. You can accept the way things are. And you can come to terms with more and more situations in life. Then you do not perceive a life situation or any phenomena with negativity anymore. And that is how you liberate your mind and transform. Then what happens is unique code 133 will manifest. Then you start to realize when your thoughts slow down, there is less thinking, then little, hardly any thinking. When there is less thinking or hardly any thinking, the mind don't have all this activity that you use so often to make you heedless. The mind is less clouded by your perception, your feelings, your emotion, and attachment, including all of your fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation, resentment, jealousy, envy. So all this, they arise through ignorance. That's why when your thoughts slow down, there is less thinking and your mind is less clouded by perception, feeling, emotion, and attachment, including all of your fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, and phobia. So all these are negativity of mind state. Due to, by now you have less avijja, less sakayadity. Then mindfulness will be more stable. And when you are more mindful, more aware, you have clarity of mind. Your mind hardly think, hardly move. That's why awareness-based meditation is to develop the inner awareness so that most of the time you are aware without thought. And without that, you cannot develop wisdom. You cannot develop understanding to see things as they are, to insight into phenomena, to awaken to the three universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, anatta. So everything needs the pure awareness, nature, the silent mind, the inner awareness without thought. So awareness-based training or meditation is most important. That's why without sati, without mindfulness, leading to heedfulness, you cannot awaken. you cannot develop your Nisobhanasankara or wisdom. So this part is very beautiful. Eh? So I read the whole thing again. Then by now, you should develop the understanding. When thoughts slow down, there is less thinking because the mind is less clouded with perception, feelings, emotion, and attachment, etc., due to less avijja. Mindfulness will then be more stable, leading to clarity of mind. Then the direct seeing of the reality or the phenomenal world will become very clear. So this phenomenal world has the three types of phenomena: physical, mental, and nature's phenomena. They will all become very clear. And this is how you develop understanding through meditation. So now I will explain this whole thing using the four circle formation so that you can understand better. So what happened is, as a living being, especially for our case as a human being, initially from the source, the first thing to arise is our pure awareness nature. But we have forgotten that we have this. So what happened is, from here, the pure awareness nature, because of the form and mind, the physical body with the senses and the consciousness trapped inside, and the life force, then upon contact, it creates mental activity. So this link, avijja paccaya sankhara, become active. That's why when this one starts from the pure awareness, it arises the five aggregate of form and mind. So this five aggregate of form and mind is your mundane mind. This is for mundane living. That's why this is called the living being, the five aggregate of form and mind. And because of what we are, the senses together with the consciousness, right, we keep on developing the movement within. So every moment of contact, we create consciousness, like the physics experiment. That's why from here, the five aggregate of form and mind, the mundane mind, we develop the phenomenal world of consciousness. Through our senses, we can become conscious of what we see, what we hear, what we smell, what we taste, what we tactile feel and think. So when you are lost here, you cannot return to here to observe what is going on, to develop the understanding or the wisdom. So what happened is, the Buddha realized this and he came out with the understanding to allow living being to develop the meditative understanding by developing heedfulness. And to be heedful, you must return all of your phenomenal world of consciousness back to the five aggregate form and mind, then go directly to the pure awareness nature. Stay here. Means go to your silent mind before the thinking. At the moment this thing arises, the thought will create the phenomenal world of consciousness. So when the phenomenal world of consciousness is active and you are deluded by it, you will be lost in it, entangled in it. That's why here, a lot of people suffer. The grasping and clinging to the five aggregate of form and mind due to avijja and sakkayaditti, condition, dukkha. So this is the chaotic world, the suffering world. So in order to develop wisdom, we must reverse it through meditative understanding. We develop awareness-based meditation by silencing our mind and come back to our awareness nature, means through the four support or any other skillful means, you develop mindfulness to be aware, aware, aware. so that no more thinking. Then when the awareness developed, the thought process will slow down. Here you don't feed it with any more thought energy, which has avijja or delusion or security. Then the thinking process, avijja paccayasankara, will slow down, slow down, slow down. That's why when it slow down, my unique could explain, when you have less thought, what happened is, this process is the beginning of purification. When you have less thought, means you have less mental activity or thinking. That's why in the unique code, I mentioned it very clearly. When thoughts slow down, there is less thinking. And because of that, the mind is less clouded by perception, by your feeling, your emotion, your thought activity, and also your attachment, including your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, your fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation. Means your mundane mind is very, very heedless, chaotic, with a lot of worry, fear, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation. So suffering arise within the mundane mind. Because whatever you come to perceive via the phenomenal world of consciousness, you cannot understand. A lot of things that happen within the existential world or phenomenal world of consciousness, you cannot understand. Why is relationship like that? Why is the world like that? Why is living being like that? Why are there so much war, so much conflict, so much ill? So all this, they develop the entanglement and cause so much mental suffering. And mental suffering condition physical suffering. Of course, sometimes the other way around. When you have disease, injury or whatever, then that physical suffering will condition mental suffering. But most of the times, the mental entanglement that condition mental suffering that cause the body to deteriorate, to lose the immune system and other things. Yeah. So all this need mindfulness to observe, to develop the understanding, to free. Yeah. So this unit called 133 is very beautiful and very meaningful when you understand. So unless you are a cultivator or a meditator, you cannot see all this. That's why meditation is not what people think. It's not to sit and develop the fantastic meditation that believe you enlightened. No, it's a process of awakening that leads to wisdom and understanding. The process of awakening is a awareness-based training that awakens the living beings. And when the living being is no longer deluded or ignorant of what is happening, then they have the wisdom to liberate their mind, to see things as they are, not to be affected by the phenomenal world of consciousness. No more avijja, no more delusion, no more sakkayadity to haunt them, to create problems for them. That's how the being can become enlightened and develop the awakening to free. Then they can understand life, thereby enabling them to live life to the fullest. Then life becomes meaningful. Then they see clearly the so-called human being or the fire aggregate for my mind is not a permanent and changing entity. It's not them. And because of that, they will have to meditate further to develop the clear understanding that this is just a vehicle and a tool, karmically conditioned out for you to come to to this existential world, to live life, to go through life, to do your duty, to fulfill your vows. Of course, for most people, is to pay back your karma, to experience the karmic process. And there are a lot of things that you can develop as understanding, even knowledge, technical understanding, all those things, which can be very interesting if you like that field. That's why not necessary you go into meditation where you develop wisdom. Of course, that is the most important, but you can have different ambition, different interests in life. That's why you look at the world, out of the 8 billion people, human beings, there are a lot of human beings that are interested in a lot of otherworldly things. Some, they get themselves like devote their whole life to certain field that interest them, especially the scientific community and also those who like arts. They study philosophy, they study social science, and they also study literature, language and all those things. And some, of course, they like sports, adventure. Yesterday, I saw I think documentary show on Astro. It was a very interesting episode. This guy, I think a Westerner, I think he is about 40 over years old. He was very successful in life. And because he was successful, then later he developed a lot of interest. So he liked to retire and stay in the wilderness. You know what is a wilderness, where there is very few people. And he liked to go to the cold region, very cold, and hardly any living being there. A lot of beautiful nature, snow cap. And he liked to surf, he liked to take his own video and all those things. Then he's quite a talented guy. So he sold all his business and a very big house, very beautiful house. And that time he was married, with a wife and a young child, 2 or 3 years old. But he told the wife he wants to go and live that type of life for a while. So the wife got no choice, let him do what he wants. And he documented the life that he went through. And there was somebody, a journalist, who interviewed him. And it was so beautifully done. And his work came out to be so beautiful and meaningful. Until when it became a documentary show, I think a lot of people give him a lot of credit for what he has done. That is what he won in life. He said, of course, he went through a lot of dangerous patch while he go and try all those things. But that's what he looked forward to in life. He said, how long can he live? He said, maybe another 15 or 20 years until age 70 something to 80, he mentioned. He said, to him, this is what he wants to experience while having the means to live the balance of his life. So different people will look at it differently. Not everybody is religious. But if you are religious, I congratulate you, because that is the field that will let you understand a lot of things. And when you understand that, And then you can try whatever you want. You can try. You can really live life to the fullest. And you have the means. Why not? So like I explained, last time I used to give that talk. Understanding life is meaning and purpose. Because when you understand life, then you will understand that everyone is different. To different people, the meaning of life is different. So when we talk about understanding life, its meaning and purpose, means different people have different purpose in life and different meaning in life too. So it depends on your understanding. If you don't have the understanding, then you are limited to what they used to like teach. Follow Maslow's, they call hierarchy. Maslow's, that life hierarchy. That one is very simple, very straightforward. You say initially when you don't have food and shelter, so the most important thing for you is food and shelter. You don't talk to them on meaning and purpose of life. To them is get a job or get paid, then have enough food on the table and have a proper shelter. Then after you have that, then you go up the hierarchy. They call it the Maslow's laws, need theory, I think. And after you are able to resolve your so-called food and shelter, then your aim or ambition become different. Then you look up upon having good life, getting married, having a nice house, a nice car, then having status in life. Then after that, travel, do the thing that you like to do in life, then adventure and travel the world, then find out what you want in life. So all this will lead everyone out into different meaning and intent of life. So if you don't understand now, your meaning and intent can be very diverse, very different. So when it comes to religious understanding through the Buddhist teaching, we have a complete understanding actually. When we understand life, the complete understanding means the secret of life, then we know how to live. Then how you want to live is entirely your choice. Of course, we have our Bodhisattva way, which is very interesting, very unique. But then, apart from that, you can also explore a lot of other things to explore, even our universe. Science, technology, and all the field of study that we can study. You can explore them. The main thing is to understand life first. So just from one unique quote can bring you to understand so much thing. And ultimately, it's the individual's choice. When you have the understanding, you decide how you want to live your life. There is what we call the spiritual understanding that fulfill the spiritual needs. Then apart from that, like I always explain, there is such thing as life, existence. That's why this part, although it's an illusionary world, a conditioned world, an existential world, phenomenal world of consciousness, not real. But there is such thing as life. That's why you can actually truly live life when you have the wisdom born of the spiritual cultivation. Then when you understand with the full understanding, you can live life to the fullest, like what Guan Yin under his Heart Sutta mentioned. True emptiness, when you realize true emptiness, the secret of life, existence become wonderful. And this is how you can live life. So the existential world is not really what living beings believe, the chaotic world and all those things. It is chaotic because there is avijja, ignorance, sakkayadity, lack of wisdom and understanding. But when you have the understanding and the wisdom, this becomes a very beautiful existential world. You can live the wonderful life, amazing life, and you can live life to the fullest. That's why I say when there is understanding, wisdom, then the life, the understanding of life take a turn. Then everything become wonderful, amazingly meaningful and beautiful. Then you can actually live, truly live life, although it's still moment to moment, dependent on the form and mind, that so-called vehicle and tool. That one is not a permanent and changing entity. That one is subject to change. That one has its lifespan. But while it is around with the understanding and the wisdom, it can let you live. We call it the third phase of Dhamma, Pativeda. You live the life of an enlightened being that has the wisdom that already enable one to liberate your mind so that you are no longer deluded or entangled, so that you do not suffer. To be able to come with a beautiful form and mind to live life and yet not to be deluded by the phenomenal world, to entangle yourself, is the most beautiful. So that third phase of Dhamma, the wonderful existence, can be realized. So all these are the possibility of the form and mind. That's why the samsara, we call the cycle of birth and death, can be very meaningful and interesting when you understand. Okay, so what's the time now? Oh, 9:36. Okay, we still have another 5 to 10 minutes. Any questions so far regarding unique code 133? Can follow. I think very easy. This unique code is not difficult. And you should ask yourself, have you have the ability to understand this unique code 133? Have your thought become less? Are you most of the time aware, mindful? Quite a number of karmita able to have that mind state already. Some already quite stable. Some may not be that stable yet, but at least they are able to understand this unique code. So this is something that cultivator of the way will experience as they progress and develop all this understanding. Anybody on the online got question or want to add anything? No, nobody. How many online?
Alicia, Ho-Ching, Alicia, Paulian, Cindy, Elsie, Lin-Chi Chow, Ban Yen, Nancy, Ho-Ching, Xuyan.
Oh, anybody got any question? Oh, anything to add or share? Here we have six of us, physical class. Brother Song, Jin Hao, my wife.
Alicia.
Alicia, you coming?
Good evening, Brother Jill, Mr.
Yeah.
Jill, 阿弥达。Jill，其实我有一个小小的 experience 啊，跟这个 unique karma code related 啦。
好的，
等下我们 after toilet break 我 share 咯，好吗？
可以可以，
阿松有东西 share 吗？还是阿松？
叫阿松在这边，暂时没有，他说。But 今天的 very interesting，你要等下 second session 来 share 是吗？
Section yeah, radio 是
可
好
以
的。
可以，没事，So if there is a case, then we continue to our next code. Unique code 134. This one is easier to understand. It doesn't take long, so I think just nice. When we finish this one, then we can have our 3 minutes break. Then after that, we can have our second session. Okay, unique code 134. When the mind is silent, there is no words. True or not? There is no word. Why? Because there is a pure awareness nature, understand? It's not a being. It cannot come out and live life. The word come from where? Come from the mundane mind. Understand? When that mundane mind create the concept, the idea, the words, that is the one that started the chattering inside, the verbalization. When you verbalize and chatter, you create words. And this is what mundane mind is capable of. So when the mind is silent, there is no word. It's only when the mind is not silent, means what? It's chattering, verbalizing, creating all the sankhara activity and movement. So this part is very interesting and very important. When the mind is silent, there is no word. Means you must find out whether this statement is the truth or not. How can you silence your mind? Can you really relax, maintain awareness until no thought activity? That is the beginning of true awareness-based meditation. You can't even get that right to realize the true mind or the silent mind. Means you have not really developed it and you cannot progress. So this is most important and very elementary. And those who can realize this is the beginning of true awareness-based meditation understanding. Then after that, I say, when the mind is silent, there is no word. No word means what? No concept, no idea, no labeling, no views, opinion, conditioning, and belief system. So the heedless thinking, the heedless sankhara activity born of avijja cannot arise. Because there is no avijja, there is no sankhara. And because there is no sankhara, the mind is still tranquil, away. So this silent mind, and the mind is silent without thought, there is no word. The mind that is silent, listen to this, will insight into phenomena and awaken, can also see things as they are, to develop the understanding, to understand who are you, what are you, and how you function as a human being, how you stir at every moment of sense experience, how you react to sense experience, how you become fearful, emotional, how you develop all the restlessness of mind, phobia, all the unhappy mind state, and how you stir your mind into like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant sense experience. So all this is how the silent mind, which is a meditative mind, the pure awareness nature, can help you develop wisdom. So It's only the silent mind, which is the meditative mind, that can help you insight in the phenomena and awaken to the three universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, and anatta. And it can also see things as they are to develop the wisdom and understanding. That's why you will come to know, I always say, who are you? What are you? And how you function as a human. All this needs sati, need the silent mind. Without sati, the awareness and the silent mind leading to heedfulness, you cannot develop all this understanding. So hopefully by now, all these are very clear. That's why the silent mind, which is your true mind, your meditative mind, is most important. So develop this stability of inner awareness to realize your true mind, the silent mind, which is your meditative mind, to develop the wisdom, to insight into phenomena, and to see things as they are, to develop the wisdom, the understanding. Then through that understanding, which is self-knowledge, you awaken. You are no longer deluded by the Sakkaya Ditthi that constantly haunt living being. Because that Sakkaya Ditthi, which is self-delusion, is very powerful. It can actually deceive and delude living being, condition them to grasp, cling on to so many things in life. And that Sakkaya Ditthi create the personality, the ego. That's why the egoic mind, they keep on arising. And through avijja, very difficult to root them out. You need wisdom, the understanding through the silent mind, via the silent mind, to actually liberate, to free. So this is most beautiful. Okay, we stop here.
Yeah, Radio, Mrs. Steele, and Oka Mita, 晚上好. Radio, actually, 自从那天我生病出来过后, 我有很多的感恩, 因为, 我感恩, 因为我还有这个身体陪伴我,
对,
继续走, 继续地往前走, 就是很多的感恩, 感恩这个 Mother Nature 还有很多啦, 就是 full of gratitude 哦, 很多的感恩。 Then after that, 我的 mind 好像, 诶, 为什么好像所有的佛法不见掉了的? 所有的佛法就好像没有掉了, 我就, you know, 我的 mind 会想, 诶, 诶, 怎么以前我很多的法喜, 很多的佛法, 怎么我都没有了。 Then after that, 因为我的 allergy 的 problem, so 我就通常我睡觉之前我会把我的房间弄得很清洁, 然后才去睡。 Okay, so 就我就然后我就有一个 habit, 就是我坐在我的床那边, 我就看我的电话有什么 messages 咯。 Then after that, 过了一阵子, then 我的耳朵好像 有一只虫在里面, 咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜 as a habit，你会 retrieve 你的 memory，
对
说，
对
哎，
对，
一直
对，
封在里面，然后你就用手这样打打一下，打打一下，hoping that he will come out，妈妈。我打了好久，为什么都没有反应的？And then 那种怎样讲啊？那种是很激烈的那种疼和有一种声音在里面。
OK，
哦，然后过了一阵子哦，我的麦好像停掉了，就是停掉了哦，就没有东西这样来。你看到，就是你看到哦。你的麦停在那边，然后过了一阵子，你就好像起来，然后去用一个棉花棒去，然后来、like, just to you know just to 挖一下到底怎么样 呀？ So, but then 这个 experience 我并没有怎样的去但是我有一次 Bradu 跟阿松的分享，让我明白到这一个就是这个 experience，其实当你的 mind 没有去抓的时候，它就没有了，它就
对，
是
对，
其实
不
它就
存
是
在，
对你就是来怎样说呢？它就是很奇怪，你的 mind 来。这样就是，就是没有 activity for a while 这样子。It's like how to say 啊，那个 my understood 有一个 understanding 在里面，这
对
样，
对对，
他就
我
understand。
在那个佛陀讲，mind is a forerunner of all things, mind is chief. When mind arise, all things arise. 那一段的 saying under Dhammapada verse 1 and 2, very profound, 你修到那一段呢，你就了解了一切一切是what we call
微信到。
唯心造，心造成的，That's why 唯心造啊，That statement is mind make a day. That's why everything arise from the mind. When mind arise, all things arise. And that statement is very powerful. So how real can it be if it's a manifestation from mind and created by mind? 一切一切唯心造。Then later on, those cultivators who have the understanding, like Poen Sang Lao and even the teacher, Xun Lao Sang, he said, 起心就是动念，you create thinking. So that meaning is very deep. 起心动念 means when you arise, the mind, and that mind is the mundane mind. That's why 你动了念头，means the thought has arisen. So that one is the mundane mind. Whereas the opposite is a 无念，就是真心。Without thought, that is the true mind. And just so simple. And that is the secret of understanding mind. And 修行就是这样，就来鲜花讲，the flip of a palm. The moment you flip over, the understanding is there. They are actually together. So whether it is the mundane thinking mind or the true mind, they manifest from the same source. So from the source, the pure awareness arise. Then the creation through the mundane thinking, mundane mind arise. That's why all those truths that the Buddha realized, 一切一切唯心造, that one is very powerful, very beautiful, very meaningful. So now you will develop that clear understanding. Then there is another part of the cultivation which just now you mentioned. You will go through a phase, where all the like Dhamma that you use to develop clear understanding, suddenly they are like not there with you anymore. Like at that instant is a complete silence and still nothing. And that is the best. We are during that phase you transform again. It's like those who understand music. When the vibration is not there. That is the state where all music didn't arise. But it is from that silence within that all music arise. So all this understanding means it is not a knowledge. You don't have to store them. You don't have to keep them in memory. You don't have to hold on to them like the raft. You just let things be. We have this wisdom later on, every cultivator will come to know. It's not memory. It's not knowledge. It's an understanding. You have means you have. Don't have to remember. Then within that silence, like Guangqing Lao also mentioned, You think that you don't know anything, but when they encounter situation, they know what to do. And that is wisdom, is it? 那就是智慧. So wisdom is when something arises, your nature know how to deal with it, and there is no entanglement, no delusion, nothing. It is just the way it is. Everything is echoed and flow and beautifully understood and manifested. So that is the stage where cultivator will also go through. Then later on is like more and more like nothing inside there. That's why sometimes it's like you cannot hold on to anything. That's why sometimes the word, it appears this moment, the next instant is gone. Then sometimes when I share, I cannot like put into memory and try to recall. Cannot. No condition for it to arise. It cannot arise. Then sometimes I have to ask you, why did I come until this point? And then you remind me of what are the condition behind, then I will immediately know how to link back. Yeah. So all this, like the empty vessel, is the one that can actually take in everything. It's just like the Zen analogy of the empty cup. Yeah. When your cup is empty, you can receive the essence of Dhamma or the understanding of Dhamma that people pass on to you. So that word empty is very beautiful. Ultimately, it's within the void. Everything come to be. Everything can be imparted. That's why the mind-to-mind transmission, also from the nature to nature, is emptiness to emptiness. But the movement is already there. The activation is already there. Then the understanding will unfold and manifest on its own. Okay? So that part is the added on. You can continue, yeah, Alicia.
Sadhu, Bradio. Actually, after 那个事情过后，我一直在 contemplate 他到底给我的 understanding 是什么。 就过了不久，我就发觉到我的 mind 是 like 很 quiet 和很 清凉。
Very good.
那个是很清凉，我也不懂什么自我，只知道很清又很凉，这样很。
对。
就这样子，就以前没有 feel 到的那个周边的那种又清静又很凉的感觉，很多这种感觉就 manifest 这样子。
Yeah, because that is the mind state of a true cultivator, a true cultivator with that silent nature inside. It's very cooling one. Like tranquil, still. Then, ni words cannot describe because it is something to do with that nature. And you will pass through all those phases and experience them differently. That's why the mundane creation and that nature's, what they call, 境界, is so different. Because this one is devoid of all the mundane sankhara activity and mind state. Completely just that void, that nature. That beautiful, tranquil, still nature. That's why we can use word to describe, like cooling. Cooling, that word is very beautiful, like cooling. Tranquil, still. So all these are the mind state that can manifest when you pass through those phases of cultivation. Then that nature continues to transform, transform. Then later on, when the mundane mind collapses, more things happen, more beautiful, what they call manifestation comes to be. That when the mundane mind collapses, a lot of things happen, especially your brain there. The so-called the consciousness at the mundane level, you can see the big difference. The old consciousness is like very gross. And that one suddenly drop off, then like no more. Then like the sky clear, no cloud, nothing to obscure you, nothing to cloud your nature. Then the nature shine forth. That phase also, you realize like there is no mind inside there, like nothing, like very little light. And all the activity and movement, like no mind inside there. But then you also will come to know, cannot be no mind. No mind there, how can I know things? How can I perceive things? But the gross mundane mind no more. But the pure aggregate, they are still there. That's why the supra mundane mind is a very different mind. And that one can only surface when your vibration within your nature through the fourth support thrust transform until your nature's vibration becomes so fine, until it's too gross for the mundane mind to remain. That's why it finally has to collapse. And when it collapses, it's so beautiful. And the process, I remember, also very beautiful. You will go through. For me, it take a total of, I remember, 9 months where I recorded it. After 9 months, it completely dropped off. But before that whole phase, that 9 months I went through, a lot of things happened at the brain there. So all this cultivator, as you go through, you will experience them and you will be able to understand them. Then later on, when it's time for you to have the ability to share, you will be able to share them. And people who develop the cultivation appropriately, they will also go through all this. That's why this spiritual journey is like that. Cannot be otherwise. In fact, everyone that go through this journey, they will go through the same route, except you approach it differently. Different people with different coming and cultivation background, you approach it different. But towards the later part, the transformation of that what they call fixed milestone, you have to go through one. You cannot like bypass the whole one. It's just like I explained last time. To develop the pure awareness nature, to realize that true mind, the silent mind, the wu nian, the jingjie. And that is the first thing. No matter what you do, you finally have to come to that state. After you go through that state, that is the beginning of real awareness-based cultivation. Then you start to stabilize it. Then you start to like develop the first turning, second turning, third turning, initial wisdom of the same way. Then after that, when you transform further, then you've got a chance to learn the Bodhisattva way. Then you go for the fourth support. Then you detect your gateway. Then the gateway to your nature will allow you to cultivate further in. Then the transformation, all the phases, like some of the Kayamitta, even now Alicia going through, these are the phases that they will experience before the mundane mind collapse. But later on, when the mundane mind collapse, there is another very beautiful phase of cultivation. And a lot of things will happen after that. So spiritual cultivation is not what the world believe is what it is, unless you are the real cultivator on that journey and you have gone through. Otherwise, you cannot understand all this. But they are most wonderful and most beautiful. Very good. Alicia, Sadhu.
Yeah. 对不对？就因为，其实是真的，这个 journey 非常的，而且我终于明白我们以前唱的那个 "Dharma beautiful in the beginning,
啊，对
beautiful
，in the
in the
middle，
beautiful in the end" 啊，哇，
and the end
这
哈，
全部以前我唱的时候，在 retreat 我不懂，现在我终于明白了。还有，这就是很重要的是，
对，
那天，观音诞，我就唱那个普门品，唱那个普门品，哇，我发觉到那个头脑没有 clutter 的唱，
清
那
清
以
楚
前，
楚的，没有东西啊，
对，他是从你的心发出来，
对，
你
那
的
就，
口唱出来，你的耳朵听进去哦，哇
对，
，it's
心那 边，
so 对，全部和你真的不一样，很清楚了。
对，
你的头脑里面没有东西阻碍我讲，就是没有阻碍你这样子，
It's
所
like
以
your brain there completely empty, nothing inside there. 你的心那边也是空了。That's why from the empty vessel or empty nature, everything real manifests. So actually 没有东西是最好的。When you don't have anything, when you are nothing, you are actually the whole thing. That's why those who understand, you are not a thing. You are nothing. Where the whole nature is not a being, is not something. And when you manifest through the mundane mind, then there is a lot of thing. The mind right creation comes to be. That's why from zero come one. One manifests the infinity. That is the creation process. That is how the mundane creation through the mundane mind that manifested the universe, the phenomenal world of consciousness, our whole star system, everything. 好，稍等，跟你
然后就，这个一切唯心造，越来越清，越来越，
越来越 clear。
因为那个你 aware 到你的 awareness observe 到它整个的 happening 啊，所以你
对，
越清楚，
它怎样现出来
对。
？How from there the thing come back？That's why 这this journey of the pure awareness nature cultivation is very different. Most living being, in fact, human being or so-called cultivator, they are still caught in the thought level, the mundane mind thought cultivation. That's why they are still within the field of thought. They have not gone beyond thought, beyond mind. So for them to really break free, to develop the understanding, to realize the silent mind, or they call the awakenings first hallmark of wu nian, the state of no thought, a free mind without any thought. That is the beginning of pure awareness-based cultivation. And to reach that state is not easy. Well, most people are trapped in the thought process. That's why the mundane mind is still very active. So thought-based meditation cannot lead you to the wisdom because it's still thought. You have to go beyond thought. To go beyond thought is to silence and empty the thought. And you cannot empty the thought without wisdom. Without understanding, you need to have wisdom and understanding. Then only you can realize that state. And that state is the beginning of a whole field of cultivation, which is regarding that nature, the pure awareness nature. And that whole thing, when you cultivate, it will bring you back and return you to the source from which all this come, then you can realize the oneness nature, the complete beginning, original nature. And all this is the reason why the Buddhist teaching is so complete, so extensive. And in fact, I haven't come across any other religion that has the depth and understanding of that cultivation. So this one is a very unique understanding. That's why those who realize all this, they are the Sammasambuddha. And Sammasambuddha really, after a long period of cultivation, perfection, then only they come to realize all this. Oh, how sadhu. So very good, Alicia.
真的,这个 journey 非常的 beautiful, 因为 me is like, from 一个很 heedless, 而且做错了很多事, 然后就从那边, 真诚的忏悔, 然后改过, 然后慢慢慢慢, under Brajul的 guidance, 我们就走到了这边,
Four Pusa, Four Pusa, For you, everything. Just
yeah.
Like Kayanamita. That one very important.
Yeah, Kayanamita 是非常重要, 尤其是我, 很多时候不知道怎么样守的时候, 又不敢问 Brother Dio的时候, 还有阿东问,
是的,
凯亚米达是很重要,
而且他们的佛菩萨是最高等的 凯亚米达, they are the best.
Yeah, 他们真的非常的慈悲,因为对而言,他们真的盖我很多的佛菩萨,都盖我,所以很感恩
That's why 这个 journey, once you have the affinity, of all these great beings, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and great being cultivator, to come and support you, you progress very fast. You look at quite a number of Kayamita, they just from nothing, they become what they are. Then like Alicia mentioned, many years ago when he started this journey, he was so heedless in severe state of depression, 16 years trapped inside, and yet he can come out. And this is nothing compared to Angulimala, who kills so many. That's why you have the understanding, the faith, and the will. You can actually progress and develop the cultivation, not a problem at all. That's why the recent short video by Jinhao, I think he repeated it very good. He said, do not, I share this part, do not underestimate your past, your nature from your past. You never know what it is until you progress. So when you cultivate, you have faith, you just do. And when the time comes, you may get a shock of your life that you have such beautiful past. In fact, a lot of cultivators, they never knew what they have until later, and their cultivation starts to mature. Then they start to progress, then they connect. Or after they connect, everything can be understood so beautifully. That's why this journey, this spiritual journey, can be so really amazingly beautiful and wonderful. Hopefully with this sharing, it can give faith to many more Kayamita, so that you all develop the what they call adhitana, determination, to really walk this path and cultivate it. Because this window is very, very beautiful, very rare and very precious. So at least make full use of it to prepare you so that all your future understanding and coming is taken care of. Then you have fulfilled your duty. Otherwise, you miss this golden window, it is going to be a long, long haul before you have the next such beautiful window again. Very good, Alicia. You continue.
Yeah, brother, 真的，因为啊，我们能够 听闻佛法在受持哦，哇，我觉得我的福报是非常的难得，因为佛法很多人都认为很，就是他们觉得哎，但是我就偏偏很爱听佛法，我不知道。而且又很喜欢诵经，哎呦，我也不知道，这些可能就是我的判
前世
断。
因，你的前世因，你前世做过了的这个习惯，可是每一个修行者，你们 when you come with your own unique quality from the past，所以你的是要经过那一段的那个 depression and all thing，就好像 Eckhart Tolle 这样，他经过那一段了。Then 他一 break free 啊，from there sincerely 爬起来啊，该还的就还完了啊。After that 啊，那条they call it the journey start 成佛大道啊，that journey towards Buddhahood they will manifest. Then everyone is different. Then when they manifest, you actually come to realize that, wow, a lot of gratitude that your past cultivation, they call it a lot of kanana, gratitude that you can have such beautiful past and nature that can bring for all this possibility. That's why when I came this segment of my life. When young, I already sensed that I am different. But later on, as I grew up, I saw that everything is already arranged. I don't have to do anything. I just accord and flow. Then when the time comes, I will move on. Oh, that's why in 1971, I remember I start to probe. Nobody taught me anything. I got no teacher, no guy, nothing. Then after that, I came to the uni. Then I met Jim Rowan. Then the meditative experience. Then after that, I just do on my own. Then my mind transformed. Then my Anapanasati become real. Then 1986, the message came. Then the moment Kuan Yin came with the message, I have to move, not much time left. I went full time now. I cultivate like throughout the day, the four foundations of mindfulness, the heedfulness training, almost 24 hours. While I lie down to rest my body, I hardly sleep. That 3 years. Oh, that's why everything happened. The transformation, everything happened. And I was just living life. And that time I was just 32 years old, and by the time 89, I exactly 35 years old. Then my nature connect. And then I recall everything. And my past all came back to me. Then a lot of things just unfold, manifest, and happen. Then I look back. Then I start to understand why the nature's law is so powerful. The law of karma, everything, then the vows, the adhidhamma, then the nature's journey, and you know your unique characteristic. That's why I know I like to come during transition period, and I know why my parents are my parents, where I chose them, then how my brothers and sisters all through karmic, how they relate. Then how later on when the time come for me to come out to share, how the Kayamita came to me, everyone is so different. Then you start to see. Then after that, within those 89 to 2004, before I came out, that 15 years, so much thing happened to my nature. The transformation. And that time, nobody disturbed me. Nobody come to me. I don't have class, nothing. I just meditate and live my life. And I retired early after that. I came out to test myself. Then I went through those phases, which is so beautiful. And then Yun Chan came, 2:04. Then that one is a new phase. Then after that, 2:08, 4 years later, Maitreya came, the message. And then everything evolved and become what it is now. And how all this unfold, the rest is history, you all know. And this coming 31st is exactly 20 years and is a tri-sacred occasion. It marks the 20th anniversary of my nature's coming out to share the Buddha Dharma, the truth, means the Zhen Fa with the world. Yeah. And I fulfill actually everything that is to be done. Then it also marked my 70th birthday. Then the last one is, of course, our annual gathering of Payamita. This year is also the 20th year. So it's very meaningful. That's why with all this, together with the website, the Dhamma book. In fact, the last three Dhamma book, they are really beautiful and priceless. And the gems are all there. And our last few years of sharing, especially the retreat and the Thursday class, and of course, sometimes the Tuesday class and the Sunday class. But the Thursday class, the unique code actually make a big difference, because after that, a lot of the short video that come out from this unique code, this awareness-based meditation, surprisingly, now a lot of people have developed the understanding. I read to you that day, I think Jin Hao sent to me, that one is very good. Okay, you listen to this. This one is, there is a comment by one of the listeners where I share the deeper meaning of the second aspect or two aspects of the five aggregates of form and mind. So this person is not our Karimita. He said, "Thank you so much, Bertil, for helping to walk on the path of Dhamma." Then later on, there is another one. He said, "They heard this. How to relax? Yeah, this one is too small. The title is How to Relax and Realize True Sati." So this person, I also don't know who is he. KC Lim 2488. Elias. He said, "Thank you. A very clear and well presented lecture on relaxing the body and mind, utilizing the awareness mind instead of the thinking mind, the mundane mind. Very beneficial practice for our daily life and meditation, and therefore for our life." See, people start to appreciate awareness-based meditation. Just how to relax to realize the true mind, the silent mind, the awareness nature, the true sati. So more and more people now, they can actually appreciate all this type of sharing. That's why the Thursday class on actually all the unique code sharing, especially the first few when we start that time. I think last year or what, I forgot already. There are a lot of people who keep on going to view the short video, you know, and many of them wrote to me. That's why all this help to develop clear understanding for future generation or cultivator. In fact, they are searching for teachings and truth, but they can't find. And recently, like I said, our Karyamita only about 200, and the active one are so much less. But those who actually log into my YouTube video, 700 something now, almost almost 3 to 4 times our my Karyamita group, and most of them are from overseas, and they actually start to listen attentively and develop their interest. And such a topic is not something that people will listen on. Really not the usual Dhamma. This is like very dry one. But those who have the past, I realize they will somehow link, connect, and they will listen. And on their own, they benefit. Of course, quite a number wrote back and commented, but most of them knew what this thing is, and they listen. That's why even Kayamitas, you look at the serious one, the constant one. In fact, most of y'all who are online and constant one are the usual few, I think, maybe about 20 or 25. But there are a lot who listen after the recording one. You all may not know, but they are also progressing, except at different pace. But those serious one, you all move, quite a lot of you all move very fast, without you realizing it. That's why since 2016, when Padmasuri asked for the Bodhisattva vow or the Bodhisattva way is teaching, the Kayamita force has developed, you know, and become very different. You know. So 2016, or 8 years already, very fast. Then you look at the way we evolve. The Blue Book also come out. You all should thank Rati and Padmasuri. They actually, the printing of the book, they help out a lot. Then the formatting of writing. Then the yellow card was prepared by actually Sister Padmasuri. He go and put into a yellow card where you can fold it up. It's a 4-page thing. So all this actually, even the chanting book or the Unicode, whatever, our latest book, they actually arise during these 8 years, and they were so beautiful. So this coming next week, true or not? Yeah, next week, very fast already. I think it will be a very memorable one and very beautiful, very meaningful too. So make sure you all come early. Then, do we have to set up anything or not? Oh, set up already. Oh, good. No, no. What I mean is, you all supposed to, together with Sui or what, to do up the, what they call the song or what? Sui coming back tomorrow. I don't know. Oh, I don't know. You all better lay yourself. We have 1 more week in here, very fast. So. Then the program, like last year, have a simple program together with NB. You draft a very simple one. Yeah. That day, somebody requested for the what they call the address of the lunch area. I already sent with the location. I think all this, the Wednesday, we will put it into the website so that we can get all this done up. So this year, is going to be the what they call I call it the accumulation, means we reach the so-called consummation of our this website development and sharing. Yes, I fulfill what I promised Maitreya to the world, and also Kuan Yin and Sakyamuni. All their nature, because this asana is supported by Kuan Yin and Maitreya. It is still Sakyamuni's asana. But it's a very beautiful journey. Although we look at the 20 years, like very short, Jamhangan, already 20 years. Then moving forward, I think it's just the extra learning. Whatever that manifests along the way is also going to be very beautiful. Okay, I heard the alarm just now. So let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay. So we thank Alicia for the good sharing and the good condition that she manifests. Then hopefully with all this sharing, more and more Kayamita can develop the faith and the what they call Adithana to seriously cultivate and progress along the path of Dhamma. Okay, now we will share merits. Akasatta Chabhumata Devanaka Mahindika Punyantang Anumoditva Chirang Rakkhantu Loka Sasana Itta Vata Chamehi Idang menyatinang tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Deo asatukalina sasasampati hetoja. Vito bhavatu lokoccha, Raja bhavatu dhammiko. Imena punyam kamena, mamebala samagamo, sattang samagamo hotu, yava nirana patiya. Sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Then we end. Sadhu.